Chavis Avavis, the Shah B'Tochen, he mentions one of the Toelis benefits, someone that's B'Tochen B'Kodesh Shur Baruch Hu, maybe also B'Tochen Hashem, Shoyavu V'Zuloso, that Oshoni Oyvah HaKodesh Baruch Hu, or Yidle as Tikvasa B'Nashim, not to rely on people, Yitzapa Lezit B'Nyodim, not to rely on help of people, and one should not worship people because they will find favor, he will find favor in their eyes, to be accepted by society. A B'tochen B'Hashem doesn't look for that. He doesn't look for Chanifa, and he doesn't do things that are not proper to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we go further, is there one basic yisud, that is, that one of the reasons why a person seeks cover, or a person wants to be part of a group, is that basically he wants to be accepted by society. As a tevod, when the Rambam says, if you live in society with the Rishoyim, and you have to leave, and eventually you have to go to Midbar, live by yourself, why can't you stay in the society? Why can't you do what you're supposed to be in Oyvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live amongst Rishoyim? It can't be. Because you have to be part of a society. The Teva Adam is to be accepted. The Livyas Chaim. The Teva Limsa Chaim Beinehem. The person's Teva is, he wants to be part of society, wants to be accepted by society. If a person lives in a Saviva of Rishoyim, lives in a Saviva of materialism, then he also becomes part of that group. On the other hand, if he lives in a Saviva of Torah, of Divrei Torah, of Limudat Torah, of people that speak Torah, in order to be accepted, he has to be part of that group. So therefore, a person is always seeking to be accepted. That's the covet he wants. He wants to be accepted. Accepted by the group, by his family, by his chaverim, by his yeshiva, by his peers. And a person doesn't have this acceptance, so therefore, can't live on his own. A b'teach b'Hashem, someone has been talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't need that strong tie to be accepted by society if the society is not going to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person that's b'teach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the strong desire of chanifa, of being worried and concerned what people say, and he's not worried if people go ahead and are angry at him, he tries his utmost, but he shouldn't have to be able to come on to their goodness, and he has to what? And to give them covet because he needs them. A b'teach b'Hashem doesn't need that. A b'teach b'Hashem is b'teach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's not ashamed to give musar, chacham. And as it says, that person that's b'teach b'Hashem has everything. As we said last time, that b'teach b'Hashem is yiras Hashem kedoshav kiemas l'reyav. Another pshat of kiemas l'reyav is not only doesn't need anything, he's not lacking anything, meaning that usually when one fears the other, is because he's inferior. I feel inferior because the other person is stronger than me, smarter than me, taller than me, more productive than I am, so I feel inferior. And if I have a yira of I'm lacking something. However, if you are a yira Hashem, kedosha kiem machzareh, there's no chesaron. If you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing, something lacking in you. There's something wrong with you. Psychologically, there's something wrong with you. You are deficient. True, you may be deficient of a Yiras Adam. Yiras Adam is a deficiency. But if it's a Yiras Hashem, ki emach solareyev. Rabbi Eliyahu Lapan says, there's no chasar in your reyev. There's no chasar whatsoever. It's the highest daga. Don't think there's something queer about it. Very peculiar about it. There's some medabik b'kadosh baruch hu. There's a doctor that convinces that it's complete b'talchem b'Hashem, and there's something wrong with him. There's a chasar in him. He's not normal. He's not one of the boys. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. The Chavis HaVavis, Chavis HaVavis continues and gives 10 concepts that one can learn from an uman that is a professional craftsman, which he calls chamika or chamika, that this craftsman can able to do certain things, and we can learn from this craftsman how to be talking about Hashem. He mentions 10. We'll manage a few this evening. First one is that a Bateach Hashem is someone that has Bateach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's Masir Das from the Yoni Olam Hazeh and puts his Machshava in Avodas Hashem. If he does that, he has Menuchas HaNefesh. A Bateach Hashem has a tremendous Menuchas HaNefesh. As you said many times, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos or Shchodesh, it says, Eiza Bayath Hashitivnili, Eiza Mokim Menuchas. That where you build me my house, my Beis HaMikdash, will be the Mokim Menuchas. You cannot build a Beis HaMikdash unless you have Menuchas HaNefesh, unless the enemy is destroyed. The Gemara mitzvah, the Mistavu, and the Net Eretz Yisrael, the last of the Gemara mitzvah is what? Is Binyan Beis HaBchira. As preceded by Minyan Melech, Achzar Shel HaMolek, then when you have complete Menuchas HaNefesh, you can build a Beis HaMikdash. So too, not only Eza Bayas HaShetivnili, Eza Malka Menuchasi, but when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, there needs a prerequisite, and that is Menuchas HaNefesh. If a person doesn't have a Menuchas HaNefesh, but a person has a constant daiga, has a constant concern of what's going to be my future, when you live in a society, you can imagine a boy now is a senior or a junior and already has to apply for jobs. So I said, why are you applying for a job now? Now is September, it's October, it's the beginning of the year. He says, you understand, they already hire people. If you wanted a job for next year, I can't decide in June, July, and August. I have to do now, apply for next year. Because if I apply in June, it's too late already. It's too late. It's like getting into a college. You don't get into college the day before the college starts. You have to apply and be accepted a year before. So it kills the whole year. What am I going to do next year? We'll worry about it. Erev Rosh Hashanah. No. Erev Rosh Hashanah Tov Shim Samach. I have to concern myself with Tov Shim Samach Aleph. So therefore, a person doesn't have Menuchas HaNefesh. He doesn't know where he's going, but you're sitting here. I don't know where I'm going, as if he's traveling. Every moment, it's as if he's on an abandoned ship. He doesn't have this Menuchas HaNefesh. How can you learn? How can you have Avodas Hashem? He doesn't know, but you're here this year. You're learning this year. But I don't know how long I'll be learning. Don't worry about it. Now you're learning. Now you're learning. But what will be tomorrow? We all don't know what tomorrow will be. If a person doesn't have a Menuchas HaNefesh, he's a Baez Shetivnili. He's a Mokka Menuchasi. A Beis HaMikdash can only be built if he has a Mokka Menucha. You can not only have Slok and learning Avodas Hashem unless there is a Menuchas HaNefesh. How does one have a Menuchas HaNefesh? So here, Chavis HaVavis mentions many things. Number one, compared to an Umin, a Chomiko, Shehova Hapa Kesef Lezov, with a Choshes of B'dil Kesef. He's able to take Kesef Lezov, silver make it gold, the Choshes, the copper make it Kesef. Ayri Chochma Mais, he has certain Chochmas, certain way, gold plated, silver plated, it's a piece of junk. Beautiful piece of jewelry. Beautiful piece of jewelry. He knows how to do it. He couldn't see. Well, also Shapoteach Melikim. Well, also Yimri Chakimo. Yes, there is so many. Learns from his fellows. If he can take Kesef and make it Zov and so on, so you learn from him. So just like a Yimri Chakimika, Chakimiko, Zokik Lemuachto, Lechmorim Kshere Miyachadim, Shivaradim Hu Lo Yochel Otsia Lepol Shum Dover. So therefore, just like without this professional, one would not be able to enjoy and have such beautiful ornaments. But Hashem also, parnasim uftachas lo, mekol mashin nimsel lo'olam, hodover dover bolim yochel yos emsoi lefarnas also keshbor yishabor rotsa. Just like this professional knows that he has all the chomer here, and all he has to do is take that chomer and use it for his benefit. So too, Avoteh Hashem should know that all the chomer is here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'davar bolim yochel yos emsoi lefarnas osa kishabor rotsa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants he can take this world and make it for his mazon ruchni, for mazon gashmi. Just like the professional has all the chomer in front of him, and he's able to convert that chomer to his advantage, so too Avoteh Hashem can take this chomer and use it to his advantage. Because they always say that everything in this world, on one hand, we said this is tov v'vol, is nothing is hevel havol. On the other hand, it's a mashal. Everything in this world is a mashal for us. How to be oyder HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This professional is a mashal for us, how we should live. He's put on this world as a mashal, as an example, as a siman, how we should be oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While Bria Kula is here to show us how we should be medaktik, mezaris, and mezrizis, mezihiris. So the whole world is zaris to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. So we learn from the professional the idea that everything is here, everything in this world is here prepared for you. A man should know this. A man is nothing lacking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is able to what? Baruch Hu is able to finance the person in every way. Everything is here. Everything is here. I would just like to mention, that is, in this week's, last week's Seder, it says that on the Pasuk of Rashi, it mentions probably the most difficult Seder, a Seder that we don't even know Pshat. It's what we teach children. Gracious. They don't know what the silver vol mean. I don't know. Form or shape. What does it mean? So Rashi says, silver vol, tov, lashon, tema. Shmamon, Sha'arim Toeh, Mishtomi Mabov Shabo. Man is in awe, in wonder, of the nothingness of the world. So the Chura, what are you in wonder? Hashemai Misatim Kvokeo. Well, I'm what's that Hashem? Wonder is when you see the whole world. That's some wonder, in awe. You're inspired when you see such a beautiful world. Beautiful world in front of you, that's when you're in awe. How can he be in awe when he's the zero, zilch, nothing? What is it to be mishtomim about? Nothing to be mishtomim. I don't even know what they saw. I can't even translate the word tovah vol. Can't even translate it. No shape, no form, no zero. What is it to be mishtomim about? So Moshe Feinstein wants to say, mishtomim means that after the 6 days of the Bria, if you see such a beautiful Bria soilam, now, l'mafreya, you're mishtomim, an awe and wonder if nothing is done with this tov v'vol. Because you see this tov v'vol, which is nothing, whatever that means, has so much potential. Koyach ma'isav higiliyama. Sefer Bereishis is telling us, l'chaye bodim lomar, mosai gir ma'isav, ma'isav osai. The potential of Avraham, of Yisrael Yaakov, are our potential. Tells us the koichas maisa. It's a wonder if we do not use out our potential, there'll be a tovavol. There'll be a team miyogidol. A wonder, a pliat simo. We have so much potential in front of us. that the world and everything that happens in this world, the chomer of this world, that you can go ahead and take this chomer and build so much from it. The Chazal say, Rabbi Zochan and Rabbi used to say, what's the difference between pshat and drash? Ah, that's pshat, that's drash. Two different things. He says, no. Just like you have the whole world, the chomer of the world, and yet you can go ahead and put in certain chemicals, and this can bring certain formulas and certain things that chomer, if you put in certain chemicals, you get other products from it. From the chomer, you see the chomer has a potential of creating hydrogen, oxygen, other things, sulfur dioxide, other things. So too, the chomer is Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's a chomer. However, what is that chomer? That chomer has a potential. If you put in a chemical, you'll see that that potential is not just Bereishis Bara Elokim. The pasuk tells us Bishvil Atar Shnei Bereishis, Bishvil Yisor Shnei Bereishis, Bishvil Bikum Shnei Bereishis. If you put in a chemical, it shows you real. What's the chemical? The chemical is not the New York Times. The chemical is not the latest news. And put that in the pasuk chumash. Chemical is Chazal. If you put Chazal, Torah Shema Peh, this pasuk, you'll see the potential. The pasuk is just telling Bereishis Bara Elokim, Shemayim V'Arets. The pasuk is not telling you soul of all. Look Chazal, and it'll tell what the potential, what the pasuk is really telling us. Put in the proper chemical, the proper mamor Chazal, you'll see the potential of the pasuk. And so too man. Man is so much a man, and it'll be a tov of all, it'll be a tamil gadola. If you live 70 years of your life, and you don't carry out your tafkid in this world, you have so much potential. So much potential. Man is so much potential. And we ask the Rabbanu Shalom that that potential should not come forth when it comes a crisis. When it comes a crisis. Sometimes that's the only way you see a potential. You can have all the asifis and all the Musar Shmuz telling people they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. 1 hour a day, we should stop speaking Lashon Hara. Mr. Shmuzin on the Chizek HaTorah, we should stay a little bit longer in our Seder, we should come a little earlier. Mr. Shmuzin, Mr. Shmuzin. All of that is ain't a doima. If, maybe it sounds absurd what I'm saying, but you never can tell. If the Congress tomorrow in Washington would pass a bill that the Jewish people are forbidden to learn Torah after 6 o'clock in the evening. Anyone that learns Torah in the United States after 6 o'clock tomorrow evening will be put in jail and fined. I'm asking you, why you? What would be our base minister tomorrow night? If there was a gzera, whoever is found would be arrested. There would be such a cold Torah ever before. Shows everybody, when you put me up to such a darga, and the Rambam says, if you want to take over a city, don't take them on four sides. You want the city, you don't want the people. Let the people run away. So let them run away one side and take the other three sides and conquer the city. Let the people all run away. You don't need the people. But if you take them four sides, you're going to have a difficult time. Why? Because once a person knows, do or die, I put you in this closet here, do or die, well, you're going to have such kochas and nefesh that you never had before, you bust that door down. If I'm a weak guy, if this is do or die, so usually by the Tzitzis Hashem, before a person dies, the hour before the person dies, he has so much koichas, unbelievable. In fact, the family case, he's getting better. He's perking up, he's fighting, he's alert. He never was so good. And the Tzitzis Hashem. So we show our potential when there's a do and die situation, when there's Mesiris Nefesh, Kemashmoyim. Pshit Kemashmoyim. This is how one should feel without that. Chalil v'chas v'shem. But we should use our potential and our betochen b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we see the Bria, we see a worker, when a worker, and he gives many examples of this worker that works so hard, which amola nigia, with the material that he has, and sometimes it's not nice material, it's a lot of work. That's how we're talking about Hashem. And Botev Hashem has the same Hasagas. She had the same Hasagas. Why do they make these workers in the world? It should be a simon for us. It should be a Rebbe for us. As the Gemara says in Arabic, Yomol Anit the Torah. If the Torah wasn't given, the Gemara says in Kaf, the Kuf from the Beis, in Arabic, I would learn Derech Eretz from a Tarnagol. I would lose the snias from a cat. I would lose midas from the bria. The bria is our rabbeim. That's where they're created. So be a rabbeim. We should have ashpanis. Wake us up. We have the potential to know that we have the potential. Tovah means it's a tamia. It'd be a wonder if this world wasn't the world. It'd be a wonder. If you took the first day and there's already a wonder, if you're not going to make a beautiful world out of this, then you're wasting your life. It's a shame. It's a tamia. A person that's klichas ha-nefesh. So you don't become a masmi, you don't become an oyvid Hashem. You don't mechazik yourself and limon ha-tor and you're shemayim and midas toifis. Shiris ha-midas. There'll be a plia. And what are we here in this world? We have the chaymer, we have the ability. That's why only through limon ha-musr that shows what man really is, a picture of himself. This is what you really are. This is the x-ray, pal. This is the x-ray. This is you. This is you. You see the x-ray. This is you. I can't believe it. Yes, this is you. I look so young. I look so fresh. I look so good. That's what you are. That's what you are. We only had a picture of what we're supposed to be. The Avram Malum, Eloi and Tatoi. Are you the Avram, 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 Avram? Tatoi is like Avram Eloi. Are we what we're supposed to be? Are we using our Keichas HaNefesh? So this is, in the end, from talking about Hashem, if a person has proper talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he learns from the Bria, he can go a mile to be a Boteach by Kodesh Baruch Hu.